want to welcome you to the AMAA update. We are so very thrilled and excited about the things that are happening. You know, we have a lot of water right here, and there is actually something called the Blue Ocean Strategy. It's all about really occupying space in the ocean that is not being occupied. You know, it's the same thing with opportunity here, especially with the different causes and things happening. And in the martial arts arena, highlighting many of you, we just had such a great response from the event that we had in Las Vegas that we are just giving you an update in terms of what we're doing with it. And you've probably noticed in some of the channels that we've been really implementing some great things to support you. So I want to go ahead and introduce the Grandmaster, Jesse Bowen, to update you in terms of what is going on here at the AMAA. Jesse?
Hey, Jim, how are you doing?
Doing awesome, man. Always great seeing you there. I know you and Jessica are hard at work here. So what do you have for us right now?
Well, I guess, you know, we have really been working the institute that, you know, we've started. We have the American Martial Arts Alliance, and then we have the American Martial Arts Alliance Institute. And, you know, that's really about education in the martial arts, education in the business world, helping entrepreneurs, you know, to empower themselves and be able to take advantage of technology and opportunity, mm-hmm. whether it be through the American Martial Arts Alliance, whether it be for someone wanting to start their own business. It really doesn't matter, because the things that we're focusing on really balances everyone and anyone regardless. You know, we have kicked off our social media and our marketing campaign, press release campaigns. We've been able to help a lot of our martial arts inductees this year who are featured in the book to get recognized in their communities, recognized in their churches. You know, we really have changed that wheel out this week. And again, you know, Jessica, who's our marketing coordinator, and you, I know you've been doing a whole lot. We had Kirby, and congratulations on the effort that you guys put together to make those things happen. So, I mean, that's good. I think we need to take a moment and sort of talk about that, because, you know, Kirby set a Guinness Book World Record and the things that she was doing. So I think, you know, why don't you talk about that for a few moments?
Yeah, it was an incredible time, and we were over at the California State Fair in what is called the PG&E Center Stage, and it's really a unique enclosed area, really awesome, and setting up the night before, it was about three and a half hours of preparation, lining up all the bricks, and some of you have seen already some of the layout there, and also during the Facebook Live, we had almost 800 people that were simultaneously watching that from Facebook alone during the actual event, and about almost 2,400 interactions and engagements. So it was an incredible time, though. But one thing through it, you know, again, we were able to get her on Fox, of course, CBS, also Good Day Sacramento and the local area here as well. And I know she's just so thankful. She even gave a shout out to you here in the AMAA, because it's really about the community. I mean, we are really proud to be able to represent something that is so significant here. And, you know, I thank you, Jesse, just for supporting the endeavor as well. And I know we're getting the word out. And right now, the economy is very different. You know, it's really hard to make it on your own. A lot of martial artists and just people that are more senior in the martial arts aren't necessarily up to date on all the social media stuff, nor do they need to be. I mean, they've already earned their keep. But we really want to be able to help them. But this event, I will tell you, social media means everything these days in terms of getting the message out. And so it's played a very big role. Of course, you know, I'm so proud of this as well, Jesse, just her being a part of this. She's very, very excited just to be a part of the AMAA, knowing that she has your support and also the support of people in this community as well. So on behalf of Kirby, I'm actually her publicist as well. She definitely thanks the AMAA just for your sponsorship and just for your presence there. And, you know, of course, we're going to be doing more here with AMAA specifically, but it just goes to show again, you know, doing it alone doesn't really work. We could have gotten, you know, pretty far, but just the boost that your organization was able to get, and also people that can relate and understand what she is doing through the martial arts, makes all the difference in the world. So back to you, Jesse.
Well, you know, I think that's very important. I think for our past inductees and people that are featured in the book, we have really created a very powerful tool
yes.
to really make a difference this week. You know, we've had newspaper interviews. We've had this upcoming week, I've got a radio show interview on Tuesday.
Yes.
Now, this is the thing I wanted to talk about, the power of the book. And we're going to be really moving this out because I don't want to hold any information. I really want to share the information, but yes. the power of book marketing, you know, this week, it was actually a Christian station. We actually went in, and because we're talking about not just about martial arts, but we're talking how the martial arts can make and influence a positive environment in life for kids, for anyone. It can be a very positive, it can be positive.
Yeah,
we're talking
yeah.
about integrity. We're talking about truth, honesty. So, you know, this Christian network, they discovered we were doing this because we sent them a press release, and they we're going to go on Tuesday. I think we're giving 5 books away during the interview.
Nice.
And you know, but we got an hour interview that they're doing with us, so gives me a chance to talk about the martial arts. We're talking about real martial arts. We're not talking about martial arts of you know, 40 years ago. We're talking about martial arts and leadership and the way that we can impact a positive impact on society. And we really need it now, but this actually allows us to come back and do that. But the thing I want to bring up is not only did we get the interview, they discovered that my wife is an author. So yes. now they're now, she's now got set up through them, two radio shows per month on the first Monday and
awesome.
The first second Monday of the first and the third Monday of the month. So they've given her own radio show.
Great.
So
great.
Because the book gave credibility of who we are. She's an author. She's published her own book. So through that, you know, the book opportunity opened that door. And before we, you know, could leave, the lady says, well, I'm also the general manager for one of the local television community networks. Says, would you like to take and host a show there? I'm looking for different things to add to the community. She discovered I was a motivational coach. So she's given the opportunity for us to set up a martial arts show or a community coaching show. But I'm just saying to say that because the book gave credibility, sort of swung the doors open, that when people are looking for resources, we are there and we can take advantage of it. You know, next week, week after next, the local television station, their news, they're going to do a news story about the book. But I'm doing all this to just sort of show, because I don't want anyone to say, well, you're talking about you can do all these things, but what have you done for yourself? So, you know, we're doing this to sort of demonstrate so people can get a visual of how many ways and how many things they can do. I don't have a martial arts school here in Greenville, but I did call today to Parks and Recreation that I may offer a club, because we're getting so much publicity. Then we're thinking about offering a Martial Arts for Christ type program, something to be another impact into the community, into what we're actually doing. So, you know, just that's just some of the things that's happened. You know, I know, Jim, you know, you've got a whole program that you're going to be calling our people, our inductees, that you're going to be talking about, you know, their branding and marketing. And I know that you've got some things going on with that, right?
Yeah, you know, one thing I'm very excited about is the fact that, you know, for me, you know, I've been in several books, you know, did some bestsellers, actually represent Carolyn A. Brent, who is on the academic side, very high level in books. What you said, Jesse, the power of the print is really important. You know, think about it. And I know for all of you, just the fact that you were featured in here, congratulations for you. Because the whole thing is that many people talk, you know, Jesse, you probably run into those people, I'm going to put out a book, but they never do it. And congratulations for many of you that are honored in not just a normal book even, it's a compilation of real legends. You know, I mean, the whole thing, masters and pioneers, it makes a big difference. But what we're really wanting to do is support all of you, really help you in the media. And so I specialize in this. I actually am the publicist for several different entities. That's why I know, Jesse, it was really important for you to give good exposure. That's why we're creating the newsroom, you know, just really being able to help people be able to write that press release. Also the easy card, it is on literally the cutting edge of really getting information out. And so all of us through AMAA get to be a part, we really get to be a part of launching something and really helping tell your story, each of you, and just breaking it down to the bare bones of, you know, even if you don't know where to start, that's why we are here. We are here to support you as martial artists, as members, to be able to tell your story. And it's all really about really preserving just the legacy of what each of you have here. So let us know. We will be contacting you, you know, Jesse, myself, Jessica, some other people that represent AMAA, to really see what help and support that you need. We're also going to make sure that you're tapping into the benefits that are here because, you know, Jesse, later we'll go more in detail, but even the ability to be able to do the right positioning and selection for your type of membership. We have some charter memberships that are so important if you're a school, not to just be a solo membership, but a charter membership, because there's a lot that goes on with that. So let us help you be able to get your word and story out. And also the book signing, that is there. I mean, I can go on and on about some of the exciting things that are happening. I don't want to share them all. Some of the things are in production. Some of the things are already released. You're going to hear about them, but you'll be hearing from us to be able to really see how we can support you. So before we end out, Jesse, any final thoughts here?
No, I think that, our program is not just for our inductees and our alumni. So you may not be in the book, but you may need someone to support you in growing your martial arts business. So the things that we're doing is not just exclusively to our members, but they're anyone that's looking to improve their quality of life,
yep,
and improve their martial arts business, that really, truly want to make an impact through the martial arts and their teaching. So, you know, let us know anything that we can do. We have so many things we have going on for the future of the AMAA and for the American Martial Arts Institute, our online courses. You can sign up right now to be a part of our press release course. And once you go through the courses from A to Z, you know, we're implementing this, the results are coming in, but you can actually certify to actually be a press release specialist. So, you know, check that out. Go to our website. The link is right there. Mm-hmm. Sign up for our online press release certification. Hey, Jim, that's it for me this week.
That's great. Well, congratulations to Kirby Delaney, world record breaker in Guinness Book of World Records, 280 bricks in 2 minutes 41 seconds. And, you know, she is so proud of being a part of the AMAA. So take advantage. Tap into the opportunities. The only unfortunate opportunity is an opportunity you don't reach out and take. All right? This is Jim T. Chong, the Walk Star, along with
Jesse Bowen.
All right, we'll catch you online. Bye-bye.